What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Pave the Way. Brent and I today are going to talk about when you go down in those valleys, getting frustrated, and how you battle that, how you battle through those temptations of anger and fear and worry and things of that nature. And you guys, thank you so much for subscribing. Thank you guys for being a part of this. Continue to comment and like. We're so appreciative of you guys for following along and the support we get weekly from people that just say, hey, I look forward to hearing your podcast, or thanks for sharing that. We do it for you guys. So thank you so much. And so Brent, talk about, I don't know, give a story of a time where you've been frustrated, and then let's talk about kind of how you got through it. And it could be something recent or something, you know, anywhere in the past 4 years of our business, but you know, somewhere along the way, we've had many ups and downs. We've had times where, man, we've had times where we were waking up the next day and not knowing how we were going to pay the bills. We've had times where we were thinking about firing people. We've had times where...
thinking about buying a rental property because we had so much money.
Yeah, we had so much. We were thinking about turning a property into a rental instead of selling it. It's like, there's been waves and ups and downs. So there's been frustration points, and there's no doubt about it that those are going to be a part of your journey too. So give them an example.
I can think about, you know, not just the last 4 years, but my whole life, you know, it's just a constant roller coaster. I think life for the most part is, especially when you're trying to do something, when you're being active and you're trying to move the needle in your life, it's inevitable that you're going to have frustration, that you're going to have those cycles of downtime. And essentially I can think back to, even before we started our business, like, being in business, it was weird. Carson showed a house the other day that I sold like 8 years ago, and it's just weird to think I've been doing it for this long. But even like thinking back to 8 years ago, 10 years ago, dude, there would be weeks and months where you would think you're just not even supposed to be doing this. Like, am I even in the right spot? And then self-doubt starts creeping in. Should I be looking for other opportunities? Is it just the opportunity? And a lot of times it's just you.
No, that's
it's not the opportunity that's frustrating the situation. It's you and what you haven't done.
You brought back a memory for me, because I can remember when I first started in insurance, I was, you know, 22 or something. And whenever I first got in, I was doing it. I was having some success. I was thinking I was doing all right. But I was still like, I was taking job interviews while working there. And man, it took until the day where I sat down with my boss at the time, and he gave me like the ultimate belief and said, yo, you can do this. You can become an insurance agent. And once he did that, I put down all other opportunities. I put everything to the side and I locked in, man. And like, obviously look at where it got us, you know, it helped your future.
Absolutely.
And you know, that even brings me back too, to like when we first got in business together, man. When we first got in business together, I was 25 years old, and I had different frustrations then than I have now. And the way I handled them was a lot different than it is now. And even Rob and Brent, they had to give me grace at those times, because I had just started reading the Bible, man. I'd show up a firecracker at work. I'd be like ready to cuss somebody out and like fire them, even though we had the cuss jar going where you couldn't cuss at work. I was like, dude, let's just do something about this guy. And they had to, you know, grind with me through that. But you know, the frustrations are always there, you know, to make you a better version, to make you a better person. And when you get to those points, man, you just got to realize you're in the wrong headspace. Like, if you're someone, like for us, we're trying to live a life that shows like love, trust in God, and also just faith and confidence in what we're doing. If we sat around all the time and didn't have confidence in what we were doing in business, our businesses would probably eventually fail. But what we talk about is how blessed we are, how we're doing exactly what we want to be doing, and how there's a future for everything.
Yeah.
So that headspace helps us get through the frustration. So if you find yourself in a negative headspace or the wrong headspace or a frustrating spot, first thing you got to do is realign with where you want to go.
Yes.
You got to realign mentally with where you want to be. There's a version of you in the future that isn't messed up financially, that knows exactly what they want to be doing, that isn't thinking about what job they need or this or that.
Their marriage is great. Their relationships are great.
Whatever you got going on, there's a version of you that if you work on it, it's in the future. And if you believe in that, if you focus on that, you will become that.
Yes. And I think a lot of times with frustrations and with things that go wrong, a lot of times we don't want to look at them. Like, we get frustrated, but we don't really want to get to the root of why we're frustrated. Mm. It's kind of similar to that saying, you don't want to rip the Band-Aid off. Like, you just got to rip the Band-Aid off. And when you feel frustration and it keeps happening, a lot of times we just keep going through the motions. And insanity, that definition is like, you keep doing the same thing and expect a different result.
Yes.
That's why we get frustrated, is because we keep doing the same thing and we keep getting the same result. And we're like, why are we getting the same result? But you keep doing the same thing.
Yes.
So what you got to do is you got to rip the Band-Aid off and you got to say, why am I frustrated? What is the root of this problem? Yes. Whatever it may be. Why is my marriage failing? What is the root of that? Why is my financial situation terrible? What is the root of that? Instead of, we just keep going through the motions our whole life and we're like, man, I don't know why this is happening to me. Dude, rip the Band-Aid off, be real with yourself, and just do better.
And I can take it
slowly, step by step.
Even deeper than that, I can take it even deeper than that. Whenever you get to the point where you're ready to rip that Band-Aid off and look at what you got going on, know that it's always going to be, we do temporary fixes all the time. If you really want to change, you're going to have to change your heart. If you really want to change, you're going to have to change who you are inside. And what I mean by heart, I mean your character, your morals. I mean what you're aligning with, what you're thinking about on a constant basis. You're going to have to change those habits. I've been there. I've given it. In the past 4 years, I've literally gone from like short fuse to patience in a realm that I didn't even know was possible 4 years ago. And so what I'm saying is that whenever you have a frustrating moment and you go to look at the Band-Aid, just know that, you know, we like to come beside people and say, hey, good job, man. You did the first step. But really what you have to do is you have to go even deeper than that. You have to go to the heart, to the morals, and get them to change their, absolutely, not just their one behavior, but change the way and why they're doing things.
Exactly.
And help them get there. And that perspective is going to help you get past that frustration as well, because you don't just change overnight.
No. And I think the bigger perspective is like having a Jesus-minded perspective.
Correct.
Because like that is the bigger perspective for me. It's like every, and not everybody's this way, but like I have over time, and it took me a long time to get to this point, but it's like I want to have a heavenly perspective about my approach to life. Mm-hmm. Even though we run business, and you know, me and Brad were talking in the sauna this morning, there is a fine line of you got to run the business, but you also got to love. So he's like, everything that you do, you tell the truth, but you do it out of love.
You do it in a loving way.
That's the problem that a lot of people miss, is like they're really good at telling the truth, but they're not really good at the love side of it.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they burn bridges and they piss people off and they aren't good leaders because they're, you know, they're just, they're all hate, no love. And they just are hard on them and push them and push them. So we always are in that balance. It's a balance, man.
Absolutely. And part of it's just like you said, it's just being real. Like people, when I say to someone, like, you know, I might be sharing a bad news, but some people just don't know how to compliment people. Like all you got to do is say, like, you know, let's say I'm about to tell you that you're the worst person on our team for insurance sales. I would go up to you and I'd say, Brent, man, I love the energy that you bring to this place. Like the other guys would not be the same without you, but essentially the results you're giving us, we can't keep up with them, or the business can't afford to keep going.
How can I help you get to
where going? Or else we're going to have to figure out what to do with you. Because like this isn't working.
That's right. And that's love.
That's how you do it, loving. Exactly. And I don't know, I guess that's hard for people to do, but going back to the thing you said with the Christian alignment, because Christianity is something like when people start talking about Jesus, you know, even for me back in the day, I would get, you know, a little freaked out. But if you're trying to, you know, live a life of integrity because of these morals and trying not to, you know, stab people in the back and all that, you're also going to be looking, you know, like, for example, if you're trying not to judge someone, like we have employees that, you know, they don't live the exact same life I do. Like, and that they're 9 years younger, 8 years younger, some are old, whatever. Everybody's different. But if you're trying not to judge people, which is what this book basically says, don't judge people, then you're going to be, it's going to be easier to look at that other person's shoes, to put yourself there and get their perspective.
Yes.
And it's going to include patience in that. And it's going to teach you how to love through that.
That's right.
So,
and love is so critical in that. And again, it's going back to that bigger perspective and putting yourself in their shoes. That's really what Jesus did the whole time he was walking this earth, is he was able to put himself in other people's situation and be real with them. Whereas the Pharisees, you know, they were just mightier than thou. And dude, like if you're
circumcise failing me or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So essentially I love the topic of how, you know, that frustration that you're dealing with, not only can you, you know, go at the Lord and give that to the Lord. And that's helped me with my frustration, like having him to rest in and having him to get me through and give me wisdom in the times of frustration has been a huge benefit. But it also helps you to see a different perspective in your life. It's, if you really get the principle of what Jesus was trying to say, there's no reason we should be frustrated, like on this earth. And that's way easier said than done. But Paul said, like, for me to live as Christ and to die as gain. He was basically like, if I'm living, I'm going to be living like Christ. And Jesus didn't really have just an easy life. You know, it wasn't like he was royalty like King David or King Solomon. It wasn't like he was living in a castle. It wasn't like he had 100 wives. He literally was like traveling from town to town and sleeping in tents.
Didn't have a place to lay his head.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like he wasn't frustrated with his situation. And he probably could have been. He's like, I'm the Son of God, and I'm having to get killed on a cross. I'm the Son of God. What did he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yeah.
When he was being murdered, think about that perspective shift. And think about when we get frustrated. I would have probably been frustrated with those Roman soldiers who were driving nails through my hand. But he said, Father, forgive them.
Yeah.
And that's like the peace that you can only get from him.
That, yeah, literally, that's the perspective that you're trying to ensue in this Christianity. It's like what Jesus did is the number one example of anything you've ever read or
done. Yeah.
Or
and it'll help you with your frustration.
Yeah. And to give scripture, there's a certain part in the Bible where, you know, they're crossing over through the Jordan River to go through the Canaanite land. And Joshua crosses over and then they have to put these 12 stones up. You remember
the
12 stones next to the Jordan River?
Yep.
And basically what it is that was to remember where they had come from the wilderness.
Yes.
So just to remember. And so that's what we have to do. We got to do the exact same thing. Whenever we get frustrated, man, we have to remember how far we've come and where we've come from.
Yes.
Like when I grew up in this city, Dallas, in Paulding County. And when I grew up, we were middle class. And when I grew up, it was this way and that way. And, you know, a lot of people can relate to it, but what I'm saying is that I have to look at how far I've come from that childhood, from that teenage life, from my years in college up to business ownership to now. And when I look at that, man, I always find gratitude.
Yes.
When I look at that, I always find gratitude. And there's gratitude, dude, in every moment.
Yes.
In every moment, it's there. Whether you can find it or not is up to you, but it's there in every moment.
Absolutely. And I love that point because if I could go back to my 21, 22-year-old self, I guess I was probably 22, 23 when I was starting in real estate. And if I could go back to that, and basically from that point, I was just, you know, working in the water department, you know, making $10 an hour, really no dreams, no aspirations, just going through the motions. Like, and I finally got to the point where I stepped out. And if I go back to that point, and if I look at what I have now, like the things that I complain about now, like my house payment, my truck payment, the fact that we have to pay all the employees, the fact that taxes, the fact that we have rent at the buildings. Dude, I would give anything to have that.
We prayed
for this. I prayed for this, and now we complain about it. How many times do we complain about the things that we prayed for? Isn't that funny that we do that? Isn't that funny that we complain about the things that we prayed for? And it's because we don't have that spiritual mindset, that right perspective, because now, dude, gratitude, like you just said, makes everything change. Like your mood, everything about your day. Like if you wake up and you're like, man, I got to pay my house payment this month. Or if you woke up and you said, dude, I'm so thankful that I have a house and a roof over my head and just a place where I can hang out with my family. This is sick. I'm going to go work hard to pay for it. Like, what if you thought that way?
It's what we say all the time. Like, what you focus on is what you become.
Yes.
What you focus on is what you become. If you're somebody who likes to complain and you get to complaining all day and you start thinking all day about your complaints, like your life around you, you're focusing on complaints. It's going to end up, there's nothing worse than when I start hearing like a couple of people like start complaining and like start trying to one up each other. Like, man, my water bill is due, but dude, you don't understand, man. I'm like 2 months
behind. My transmission just went out.
Yeah, dude, you don't understand, dude. Like, I'm having a way harder time. And it's like, what a loser mindset. No wonder those people have so many problems because they can't think about anything else, man. They need to reverse their and start attracting the wealth and the positivity that they want. That's going back to the Bible again. That's why when you get back to love, whether you incorporate God in it or not, which God is love to us. So just take that how you want it. Whatever you want to incorporate, if you can just incorporate a book, something that teaches you love, compassion, things that are more than complaining.
And the Bible's really good.
And the Bible's the whole point of it is that. That's why it changed my life.
Yeah.
But all this energy and attraction flows from love. And basically the whole backstory, the whole point of the Bible is love. And you can see others in a different light when you get love incorporated in your life.
Yes.
You can see your own life in a different light. You can see the things you're complaining about are actually the obstacles in the way of you getting to your next self. To getting to your next level.
Yes. Yeah, and I think it's so critical that you operate in this mindset, that you operate in this gratitude mindset, because it does lead to compassion. It does lead to all good things. And really being grateful for what the Lord has given you allows you to be in that right mindset. Because again, when you complain, when you focus on the wrong things, that's ultimately what you become. And it's also attractive to other people. Like, not attractive, it's contagious. That's the word I'm looking for. The negativity, the frustration,
it's like
so contagious. Mm. It is so contagious. And I want to be the reverse of that. I want to be the guy who is contagious in a positive way.
Which is possible.
It is possible. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's
fear
hard.
And worry are contagious, just like love and compassion are contagious.
Amen. That'll preach. I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. So you said earlier that you kind of struggle with this frustration, and I know you've been very open on here and even with us, like you did kind of come from like a more frustrating stance when we started the business, and it has popped up times throughout the business, as it has for me. But I'm interested to hear like your perspective on like, how are you going to fight that when it comes again? Because we know that they're coming. It's not like you ever get to the point where you're not going to get frustrated again. So how would you say, dealing with it for the last 4 years, what have you learned and how will you handle it when it comes again?
Absolutely. And so, because basically the whole point of this podcast is battling frustration, and fear and worry are usually like at the roots of these things. So when we first started, I had to do a lot of healing. I had to look within, you know, things, because in my mind, if you're angry or you're whatever, like basically you're giving your power up to whatever it is that's making you angry or, you know, living in your head, whatever it is. It could be the payroll getting made. It could be one of your employees. It could be your whatever you got going on. Something's living in you that's making you angry or making you be this way. And so I just had to heal certain things to make it where my initial reaction wasn't to hate or to go against the thing. And then it is to love. I mean, I read the Bible. This is the fifth year in a row I've read the Bible, like from front to back. And I mean, it didn't happen overnight, but like you start getting in there and you just start reading it every day and you become, you just get humbled and you're like, man, I'm not the only one with these problems. You're like, everyone's out here battling things like that. But, you know, when you ask like, how will you handle it next time? Like I already don't handle it how I did 4 years ago and then 3 years ago and then 2 years ago and 1 year ago and even 3 months ago. So it's like the next time it comes, you know, it's getting easier and easier for me to shift into a positive mindset, into a positive mental attitude, into a positive thought after a negative one. Yes. So it just is going to keep being easier. And the trials are getting different. Like the things where we used to worry about, like there's been times where we were waking up on a Sunday getting paid on Monday. And after Monday, we knew we weren't going to have any money for like the rest of a month, like stuff like that. And man, the frustrations, I've been on my bathroom floor, like blew through 20 grand in my savings account, like crying on my knees on the bathroom floor, like wondering how we were going to get through stuff. And like now when that doesn't happen the same way now, obviously, but it's also when that happens, like I just don't even go there mentally anymore. Yeah. Like, because the habits are there now.
Yeah. And so what's so
just
true?
Just keep strengthening those habits of attracting positivity.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I love that you said the healing part of that. And it's like the healing and the growth never stops.
Nah.
The healing and the growth never stops. And I love your heart in that because I think, dude, it's inevitable that we're going to go through things. Even if you have $1 billion in your bank account, you're still going to have some things come up that frustrate you. You know, it's not like money doesn't solve all things. And I feel like our society thinks that, oh, money just fixes every problem. It really doesn't. You're still going to have frustration. So I think what he just said, y'all listen to that, rewind it and play it again. It's like, you got to just continue to get better. That's what he said. He's like, it's going to keep happening. And every time I'm getting better, I'm just going to keep getting better. I'm going to keep healing. I'm going to keep learning. I'm going to keep growing, and I'm not going to give up. And that's what you got to do. If you want to handle your frustrations the right way, eventually you got to get to the point where you don't let them happen. Like, and you got to battle that. And the only way I know is with the Lord, with the Word of God, and with Him by your side. It allows you to think differently. It allows you to pray for people that are murdering you. That's the kind of love that He gives us.
Really?
And that's the only way that I know to fight frustration.
Yeah. And what you focus on, again, is what you're going to become. So if you want to be a frustrated person, not attracting the things you want, this is the mirror I had to look in. If I want to be a frustrated person that doesn't attract the network and the people and the things and the beliefs that I want, then I'm going to have to live with them. And I had to take ownership and I had to start changing and stop being frustrated. And so you can do it. What you focus on is what you become. Thanks for listening, guys.